Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for doing so. This week's News of the Week, that's the A segment, always the A is the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you, brings a game changer, what we would call a major game changer and a Roizen rule for a younger you, because it is our Be Half the Age You Are segment. That's right, Be Half the Age You Are segment is bring that a drug brings weight loss in patients with obesity, and not just a little. This is on the way towards what we said earlier in our podcast, the white fat rebooted to brown fat. Well, this doesn't do it that way. This causes you to lose glucose, and it is one of the already approved drugs. Egg cholesterol consumption linked to higher mortality for cardiovascular disease and cancer. That's our odd omega segment. And by the way, I am excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. They have great products if you're obese and need vitamins and minerals to make sure you're not missing something. And if you're confused about vitamins, you've had bariatric surgery or not, you're on one diet or another or not, Persona experts cut through the hype and the confusion, and you can get supplements just customized to your needs. You can visit My Persona, mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Take the free online assessment. Talk to a nutritionist if you want. It's a great way of getting what you need when you need it. I use them, and I hope you do too. My Persona is our sponsor, and I was talking about our odd omega segment, which also fits with a Roizen rule for younger you, number 17, avoid snake oil foods. Egg yolks, and you'll hear about it, well, I won't tell you about it yet, but egg yolks are key to this story. Portion control, what you need to know, is another one of our well beyond wellness stories of the week. How Merck, a vaccine titan, lost the COVID race. This is a simple one, but I thought I'd throw it in. Many U.S. adults aren't getting healthy amounts of fruits and vegetables. How much are they getting? Well, that's our wellness foreplay story of the week. Longevity is the next disruptor. One major side effect of drinking alcohol every day, says a new study. And, if you will, well beyond wellness, nothing to sneeze at, global warming triggers earlier pollen. And this is one I don't believe in, but the story is out this week and the study is out, why adding a few pounds as you age might be good for you. Well, let's go through some of these. One of the stories is that patients with type 2 diabetes aren't counseled very often on what symptoms when you get a low blood sugar occur and what happens. So talk to your physician. If you're a type 1 or 2 diabetic, you should talk to them about control and what is needed and what you should do if you have a low blood glucose on one of your readings. Coffee is good for preventing type 2 diabetes, so I couldn't resist a gulp of that. Well, it turns out the drippy, sneezy onset of pollen season, which normally occurs around St. Patrick's Day, is now starting in the United States around St. Valentine's Day. Now, You couldn't tell it this year because it's St. Valentine's Day. We had a Arctic blast, and even Texas, as I remember, it had a freeze and lost power, horrible thing. But it turns out that usually they're coming 1 to 2 days earlier. So it's not just March 15th, or 17th rather, but March 15th for most of the country. So, if you will, since the 2000s, about 65% of earlier pollen seasons can be blamed on global warming, and about 8% of the increased pollen load can be blamed on climate change, according to the data in this study. Egg consumption, this is our Odd Omega story. It could be a Roizen rule for younger you, number 17 as well, since egg yolks are snake oil food. That is what they showed in this data, and it's really powerful data. This was over, I think it was 700,000 people were followed and analyzed. This is a study published in the British Medical Journal. And they looked at, if you will, adults in America, including, there were 129,000 deaths, including 38,000 in this group that started at 62.2 years of age between 1995 and 1996, and has been followed until 2017 in this study. The additional half of a whole egg was associated with a higher probability from all causes of 7% and cancer by 7%. And each 300 milligrams of dietary cholesterol consumed, that's a full egg, was associated with a 19% higher risk of dying from any cause, 16% from cardiovascular disease. The surprise is 24% from cancer. But if you add egg whites, you actually had a decrease. So those who used egg whites or egg white substitutes had a decreased risk of all-cause mortality, mortality from stroke, cancer, respiratory disease, and Alzheimer's disease. So all of those, how much lower? Well, the researchers estimate that cholesterol consumption in the United States was responsible for about 50% of all cancer-related mortality. That's huge. So this is the behalf the age you want segment lead in, but it is part of that, as well as Roizen rule for younger you number 17. And I can even put it as longevity, the next disruptor story, because it fits all of those. Avoid egg yolks. Avoid things high in cholesterol, such as shellfish and egg yolks and cheese and saturated meat, red meat and processed red meat, and you'll live younger and longer. We'll talk about some of the great changes that are occurring in the longevity spectrum that are coming out. We did it in 1020 A and B, but we'll keep doing it as we go along. But I'm going to now talk about, this is prevention of chronic disease. Portion control, what you need to know. You might know that foods like brown rice, almond butter, dark chocolate are beneficial to your health, but that's only the case if you eat them in small, proper portions. So this is another Odd Omega segment. Eat small when you're eating dense nutrients so that your gut bacteria balance. Many U.S. adults aren't getting healthy amounts of fruit and vegetables, so an apple a day seems to have fallen out of favor. Not with me. My snack, apple a day, and walnuts, and maybe a little dark chocolate if I really need it. Or, if you will, I have those salmon burgers early. Research shows that more than 90% of Americans don't even eat 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day, which is what we want. A fistful is one serving, so 9 servings is what you want of fruits and vegetables. But even at 5, 90% aren't getting it. That's a horrible thing. And by the way, the strongest data for survival after cancer is people who start eating fruits and vegetables or continue eating them and do physical activity. Okay, let's go to next story that I love. One on I should tell you one that is said get a buddy or a coach. So cardiometabolic health is improved by lifestyle interventions when you have a coach. So this was a randomized controlled trial done throughout the nation called PROPEL, P-R-O-P-E-L. And this is, again, how to live younger. And the people who had a better outcome, how much better? Well, they were looking at diabetics and fasting glucose control, and there was a large difference at 12 months. When they stopped the intervention, there was no difference at 24 months. So you need a continued coach, is their point from this article in PROPEL. Livestock workers, if you work with cattle or pigs, you have between a 12 for cattle and a 15 times greater risk of, in fact, having methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and you acquire it from the cattle workers. It's actually pretty darn amazing in the study out of Michigan State. You should tell your doc if you do, because it's an important thing for the doc to know when he starts treating you that you do work with those cattle or pigs. Side effect of drinking alcohol every day. And by the way, what we mean by this is a drink a day. What does that mean? It means a 5-ounce glass of wine, a 12-ounce beer, or a 1-ounce shot, 1-ounce shot of liquor. 1.5-ounce shot of liquor. And what it says is that it increases your risk of atrial fibrillation by about 40%, so 45%, if you will. And so that's the side effect of the alcohol consumption. And many of us don't stop at just one drink, if you will. The next study is Merck, a vaccine titan, lost the COVID race. They kind of laid back and were waiting for people to come to them, whereas Pfizer and Moderna and J&J were aggressively pursuing, got contracts in January from the government, whereas Merck already was the expert, laid back, waited till March, thought they could catch up, and unfortunately been trumped. Vaccines, by the way, earned $8.3 billion from Merck in 2020. They're second only to Glaxo in sales. But they are now working on helping with other things. And so Merck has been in the vaccine business, started with hepatitis A and mumps and chickenpox, and I think even smallpox they started with. And they were the first to win a approval for an Ebola vaccine. Well, it turns out they just laid back. In fact, their chief executive Kenneth Fraser warned about going too fast. He has said he is going to retire this year. So I guess there are consequences to it. Now, let me get to the key story, which is the game changer, which is how to get rid of obesity, which is the key thing. It is number three and causes a lot of other problems. In my Roizen rule for a younger you, have a normal. The drug semaglutide, S-E-M-A-glutide, it's already marketed for type 2 diabetes. Well, the Northwestern University tested it at a much higher dose, 2,000 participants, 129 centers, injected themselves weekly with it or a placebo for 68 weeks, so more than a year. Those who got the drug lost 15% of their body weight on average compared to 2.5% who received the placebo. Whoa! 15%, that's like 50 pounds it's 30 pounds for a 200-pound person is 15%. 50 pounds for a 300-pound person. But that's a huge benefit. So the drug, Dr. Kushner, an obesity researcher at Northwestern who led the study, said this is a huge game-changer. Problem? The drug costs $1,000 a month for diabetic treatment. It's used at a 2 to 3 times greater dose here, and most insurance companies haven't agreed to pay for obesity-related drugs. The story I don't like this week, and it's the last story of the week, why adding a few pounds as you age might be good for you. We don't understand this, but this is a epidemiology, not an intervention study, where people who became a little overweight, who gained weight, started at normal and gained weight, lived a little bit longer than those who, that is, who didn't. How can you tell if you're gaining too much weight? Your cholesterol goes up, your blood pressure goes up, your blood sugar goes up. So we want you to keep it the same weight. Build muscle if you're going to build anything, because muscle does weigh more and we lose it as we get older. So we probably should get a pound less every year unless you are building muscle. Our key stories today, as I said, the Be Half the Age You Are story is the semaglutide decreasing 15% of body weight. And the other really one is avoiding egg yolks but having the egg whites. Those are the key stories this week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. And we'll be rebooting. That's how you reboot yourself. You stay thin and you avoid those egg yolks, cheese, red meat that change the bacteria inside you, increasing your risk of dying from any cause by a significant amount. As you can say, you can get your daily vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Yes, personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements. You can too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. This has been 1035-1035A, the News of the Week segment. I was thinking about our great guests we've had lately, such as Shannon DeVore, who is board certified in both reproductive endocrinology and infertility, who is our guest on 1033B. 1035A is this medical news of the week. And remember, think about keeping a normal body mass index, avoiding eggs, cheese, red and processed meat as you get older. Thanks again for listening, and thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering. And especially, though, thank all of you for downloading us. Do rate us weekly. Tell your friends about us as we try and help you be half the age you are.